But you will face, you will, the Bema Seat judgment. Well, you'll be asked what you did with Jesus. And you're given an account. Well, I did, but you know, I was awfully busy, you know, and things like that. You know, I wasn't uncomfortable. I tell you what, I accepted you, Jesus. I tell you that, I did. I never read your word. I never got to know the character of you, but I'm saved. Well, you're going to smell, we call them Kingsford Christians. Smell that smoke? It's as one escaping the flames. Well, the Bible says you'll be saved, but as one escaping the flames. I don't want to stand in front of God saying, I was here and accepted you as a son, and I have nothing to show for my life. Nothing. I'm not talking about going on doing big shot things and preaching all over the, 50 million people. I'm talking about simply plodding along, sowing the good seed everywhere you go, right? Because God's looking at your heart. Do you think, he just said earlier on, the same grace that you have, we have the same faith, we have the same, it's been given to you, it's been given to me. So it's not like God's going, oh, they're just so cool. They got that little church in Warrenton. I'm just so proud of them. Oh, that person there. I believe when we stand before God, there are going to be people that are going to receive this incredible reward, and nobody even knew their name. I know that's the God of the Bible. Isn't that cool? Did you hear about the missionary got home? The missionary's been serving all over the world, and he had an amazing experiences on the other side of the planet, but here in America, nobody knew him. But it's good enough to know God knows my name. Shouldn't matter if men know my name. Anyway, he comes home, and man, the fanfare was unbelievable. People on the docks just, welcome back, welcome back. And he's like, oh my gosh, I never thought this would happen. And then the sports athlete, the big shot, gets off the boat, and they all mob him, and he just goes off. But one day, he's going to get a reception like that. Peter talks later about the grand entrance. How would you like that? Just coming, like ticker taping. What's up? Mom, Dad? Yeah! I mean, can we dream a little bit? Or do you think it's, welcome. Just so tickled to be finally in heaven. I kind of picture a grand, you can have fun like this when you read the Bible. That's why I would encourage you to read it. Think. What's a grand entrance look like? We're going to get that in a second. But what's it look like? I'll see my dad again. I'll see my mom again. I'll see my father-in-law again. We'll see our husbands again. We'll see who knows what we'll see. And then we'll see him. I don't know who we see first. But everybody will fade off until when you see Jesus. Everybody else, I have a feeling, would just fade into the... Ooh, when we see Jesus, And then, I don't know how it works, but when you think about things like this, we should think about things like this because one day we will stand in front of them. Remember the conversation we had? But he'll look right through you and see your heart. Are you ready for that? Psalm 19 real quick. I'm going to read this whole psalm. Don't worry, Psalm 19, not 119. Just relax. Guys are all puckered up. Man, you can smell that thing going on. Yeah. For the heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse proclaims the work of his hands. Talking about, think of knowledge. Knowledge is what people add to it. Day after day, they pour out speech. Night after night, they communicate knowledge. There is no speech. There are no words. Their voice is not heard. The message has gone out to the whole earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming from his home. It rejoices like an athlete running a course. It rises from one end of the heavens and circles to the other end. Nothing is hidden from its heat. Now watch this. The instruction of the Lord is perfect, renewing one's life. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise. The precepts of the Lord are right, making the heart glad. The command of the Lord is radiant, making the eyes light up. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are reliable and altogether righteous. They are more desirable than gold, than an abundance of pure gold, and sweeter than honey dripping from a honeycomb. In addition, your servant is warned by keeping them, and in keeping them, there is an abundant reward. Who preserves his unintentional sins? Who perceives his unintentional sins? Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Moreover, keep your servant from willful sins. Do not let them rule me. Then I will be blameless and cleansed from blatant rebellion. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Is that so good? You know, going back to may grace and peace be multiplied. Do we need a little peace in this world today? You remember people, they're smoking pot like it's going out of style. They're drinking. They're who knows what they're doing because grace and peace are escaping them. It's horrible. I've never thought in my life that I would see a drive-up weed shop. Like, yeah, hey, that's pretty wild. Drive-up weed shop. Like, that would blow our minds 20 years ago. You got a drive-through weed shop right next to the donut place? I mean, if I were a businessman, let me tell you something. Just saying. But that's not us anymore, right? We drive right by. We probably ought to be praying for them. You know what? Maybe we should go set up a... We're going to talk about that. Ministering to the weed heads. Amen. What better person to minister to a weed head than Vaughn? No, former weed head. Amen. Praise God. Pretty much everybody in here, right? Because now we can say there's no high like the Most High.
That's right. That's right.
There's no high like the Most High. But what we're lacking is grace and peace for sure. The person who lacks these things is blind and short-sighted, has forgotten the cleansing of his past from his past sins. Therefore, brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. Because if you do these things, you will never stumble. I looked up the Greek for that. And I was, you know, not that I'm that guy. I don't talk Greek. I did, you know, some pig Latin. Jesus, Jay, ofs, lay, ooh, yay. But I'm not trying to act like I know Greek. But on occasion, I'll look up a word because I'm thinking, I've stumbled in my walk. And I've walked with most of you guys long enough to know that I've seen you stumble too. So it says you'll never stumble. Well, I'm thinking, well, you broke your promise because I've stumbled. But the stumble that he was referring to is you'll never just fade out and go away. You'll never just lose your salvation. You'll never just cut bait and run if you do the things that he's talking about. Add to your faith. If you do these things, you'll never stumble. You might trip up a little bit. I think tripping is different than stumbling. That's a good chance to say an amen, because there's some real stumbler and trippers in here. Though a righteous man fall, how many times? Okay. He'll get up. Just get up. Get up, rock! Get up! For in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly provided for you. Two more things, and we're going to eat. I told you it was going to be a rough night. So I had this teacher, actually Barry and I had this teacher named Mrs. Lush. I couldn't stand her. But she loved me. I don't know why. I couldn't stand her. She kept following me. Ninth grade. Oh, yeah, there she is. 10th grade. Oh, she moved up. 11th grade. Oh, gosh, I can't take it. For 4 years. She just kept following me, right? I don't know what the deal was. Until I came home one day, and Barry drove me home because he's a little older than I am, you know. So he drove me home one day, and I go, oh, my God. What's Mrs. Lush doing in my house? Or doing at your house. I go, shut up, dude. You say anything to anybody that Mrs. Lush is having dinner with my mother, I'll kill you. I will straight kill you. You see, Mrs. Lush loved me because she saw things in me that I didn't see in myself. She invested in me because she knew it would take something extraordinary to get me out of the way and get something greater in me out. That's what teachers do, right? Well, wouldn't you know? Oh, great teacher. And I love her now because I understand what she was doing. I thought she was just kind of a creeper. just God put her in my life to drive me crazy. Well, wouldn't you know it? You see, I was a late bloomer, so I went to school 3 years after. I worked for a while, then I went to college. But the funny thing about it was, my first year, I tested out of English 60. Because she made me repeat these stupid things again and again and again, like we're doing to you. Now, read the Word. Just like Peter says, I'm going to remind you, and I'm going to remind you, and I'm going to remind you. We're going to spend the next 5 or 6 weeks reminding you to add to your faith all these things, reminding you to read the Word, because knowing God is where it's at. Knowing God will keep you. Knowing God will protect you. So next week, guess what? Bear's going to drive. Just call him Mrs. Lush. So when I tested out of English 60, I really looked back and I thought, wow, Mrs. Lush, you were amazing. And I never even got to tell you how amazing you were. Is that time? I might go for a while now. Therefore, I will always remind you about these things. Even though you know them and are established in the truth you now have. I'm going to add a Randy Abbott in there. Because some people sit here 45 minutes every Saturday and have no clue what we say. And I could ask them like on Saturday and Sunday the next week and they don't even know the series we're in. I'm not calling anybody out because I do know the background of this church, and it's sometimes our memory can be a little sketchy. So therefore, we're going to remind you and remind you and remind you, right? Because you want grace and peace multiplied. I mean, we need that. Funny thing is, it's lacking everywhere. One more story, and this is a true story. And I'm going to use my phone, which I have no idea where it is. Somebody call me. It's back. Anyway. Thank you, Randy. Give it up for Cool Randy. I don't know why he got Cool Randy. I'm not really sure what that makes me, but I really don't care. So this is a true story about Christopher Columbus. You ready? This speaks to having knowledge. You know, if people are wigging out right now, we know what's going to happen. Born-again believers that have been sanctified, set apart, filled with the Holy Spirit, we know what's coming. So we're not shocked when we see all this nonsense going on. So somehow we have this underwriting peace because Jesus said it surpasses all understanding. You don't get us. They don't get us because we're a peculiar people, the Bible says. So when we have this kind of calm, collected, cool, I see it too, and I got to be honest, there are times I get anxious. But you see, I know, be anxious for what? Nothing. But instead, yeah, with thanksgiving, pray about everything. Right? So I know these things. But Christopher Columbus actually used an eclipse knowingly to perhaps alter history. Did you know this? Maybe Pete and Will may be the only two people in the room that might know this story. Stranded in Jamaica in 1504, on his fourth voyage, Columbus and his crew were wearing out their welcome with the natives who were feeding them. But Columbus knew a lunar eclipse was coming, so he predicted the moon's disappearance. And he tied it all in saying, listen, God is very upset. He's going to block the moon out if you don't feed us and get us on our way. And then when it actually happened, they're like, wow. You know, cook him some steaks. Bring some Big Macs. Get the man fed. Because he knew what was coming. He knew. It's a great way to land the plane because, guys, we know what's coming. You shouldn't be shocked. But I just can't believe this is all happening. Did you see what's going on up there in Washington? Jesus must be sleeping. I know people that are like that. Supposedly they're born-again Christians. And I'm thinking, you haven't been reading the Word. You haven't been adding to your faith. And we're getting into the self-control and all that stuff coming up. You haven't been doing this. Otherwise, you wouldn't be so surprised this was supposed to happen. Wait till the big falling away happens. People are really going to lose their minds. Christians, born-again believers that haven't been adding to their faith and doing all these things are going to be tripped up because they don't even know it's coming. They scoff. So I think that's it. Here we go. Ready? Guess what our first line of defense is? Well, hello, of course. Duh. You can't go wrong with that. Jesus is the answer. Knowledge of God through the reading of the Word. You guys, we have to get into the Word. A workman not ashamed. Correctly dividing it. You should know what's happening, right? And you're not going to do it if you don't put your nose in the book. Going back, segueing into the small groups and the recovery groups and all the other things we have going on here that make it available to you. Right? Just think about what somebody like Matthew Henry might have done with all the resources we have. Can you imagine? He had a quill, the Holy Spirit, and a Bible, and look what he did. Look at what's our excuse? We have all the stuff available, and we barely are skimming the surface. It's terrible. I'm not looking at anybody in this church, definitely the church up the road, but we're still going to remind you. Again and again and again. Next week, I'm going to remind you again. And now we're going to go eat. If somebody here doesn't know God, find us. Okay? And I have to get out of here right now or Lynn's going to kill me. Father God, I thank you, Jesus, for this family, Lord. This family of believers, this community of faith you've blessed us with, Lord. We thank you for the written word, that you didn't leave us down here without instruction. First of all, you gave us the Holy Spirit and your divine power that we can actually do the things you say we need to do. So we thank you for that, Lord. I pray that we would continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus by reading of the Word and adding to our faith, goodness, and all of these things that you've called us to do, Lord. I pray that we continually work out our salvation with fear and trembling, confessing our faults to one another, and all that stuff. Lord, that's not just stuff. It's what we've been called to do because we've been called to live a different life, to be strangers in this place, in this world. Lord, help us do that. In Jesus' name, we also pray for the meal we're about to receive. We thank you for every single hand that prepared it. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. What's up, man? Yes, man.